Joe Courtney is one of my favorite guys. He's in the congressional corner today. He's from the beautiful 2nd District of Connecticut. You know, you can always count on him to speak his mind. Joe Courtney, welcome.
Good to be back, Alan. Lot to talk about.
Tax overhaul. You met with Treasury Secretary Mnuchin. You know, this guy Trump keeps coming up with plans and what looked like sure things in the beginning, the overcoming of Obamacare, the overturning of Obamacare, the wall, it all turns out to come to naught. Now he's come up with a tax plan, and he says this is going to be a tax cut for everybody, but the more information people get, the more they're thinking, hey, this isn't going to work for us in the middle class, for the rich, for the very rich, yes, but not for us.
No, and you're right. So again, going back to 2016, in addition to his, you know, pretty extravagant promises on creating jobs through infrastructure, another part of his economic message was a tax cut for the middle class and working families. As you know, and a lot of your listeners, the White House finally came out with something. It was a 9-page document. As you know, tax policy and tax rules require a lot more detail than 9 pages, which again will lower the corporate tax rate, allow closely held corporations to get the benefit of treating their own personal income at that lower tax rate. So, for example, so if today you're in a 35% or 39% tax bracket, you can use what Trump has put out there as a way of getting the lower corporate tax rate of 25%. I mean, and, you know, this is not partisan commentary. I mean, this is something that tax analysts have identified right from the get-go. On top of that, they're striking the estate tax in its entirety. Again, this is a tax that goes back to Theodore Roosevelt and affects 0.02% of the American population. I mean, I think in the state of New York, I saw a figure that the number of families or estates that had to pay the estate tax in 2016 was less than 500. So, I mean, we are talking not about the top 1%. We're talking about, a fraction of the top 1%. So, you know, that clearly has no benefit for middle class or working families. And any raising of the standard deduction is going to be undercut, particularly in places like New York, Connecticut, Pennsylvania, that because they're eliminating the state and local tax deduction. And, I mean, you're just going to get left, you know, holding the bag with proposals like that. And so we'll see. I mean, you know, on the one hand, I think politically this is a totally unacceptable package for Republicans from, California, New York, Pennsylvania, states that have, property taxes and state income taxes that are, it's standard operating procedure for middle class families to be able to deduct that. On the other hand, they are under tremendous pressure after the healthcare fiasco to pass something. And so they are, again, doing this on a totally partisan basis with a 50 vote threshold in the Senate. That's the plan anyway. So we'll see. But boy, I'll tell you, it's not even remotely close to what he promised his voters a year ago.
But they aren't changing. I mean, the polls are consistent. That 35 to 40% is still with them no matter what he does, no matter how it gores their particular oxes.
Well, again, it's we're seeing that steadiness. I mean, there's complaining if you drill down a little bit deeper in terms of, some of the focus groups in terms of just the way he's been handling himself, that people are very uncomfortable with him who are his supporters. And, I mean, let's face it, we're still just, it's less than a year ago, that they voted. So it's not something that's going to happen in one fell swoop. But as I said, the failure to deliver on issues like infrastructure, a tax plan that does not help the middle class, health care, as I said, fiasco that, he owns right now, particularly with his latest gambit in terms of, gutting essential benefits through the association health plans, which is another part of Demolition Week. These are not, this is not the, what the people expected, in my opinion, when they voted for him. So, I do think over time there's going to be erosion.
So how much is the question of voter literacy? I don't want to be condescending here, But when you say to somebody, let's get rid of the inheritance tax, everybody says, yeah, I want to keep my money. I don't want to give it. But they don't realize it's we're talking about over $5 million. Well, you can't make the point about to them because they don't really understand it. They don't know about it. Is that frustrating?
I mean, look, we're in an environment right now where how people get information, in many respects, is the question of the day. I mean, even now, Facebook is on the hot seat because avenue, that pipeline, you know, was clearly hijacked in the last election by their own admission and by, you know, the reporting that we get from intelligence agencies. So, you know, we're in an environment right now where people are, willfully and intentionally, trying to sow confusion and fear, and how we come to grips with that, you know, in some respects is really, you know, kind of the question of the day in terms of just how our, democracy is going to function moving forward. So I don't, always blame, people in terms of, falling for misinformation because it people are bombarded now, with, an information environment that, when you and I grew up, I mean, it wasn't even close to that. You read, maybe a couple newspapers a day and you had three networks and there was a baseline of commonly accepted, facts. And now we're it's swirling around us. So, I think a lot of people, particularly in D.C. and certainly in the Democratic Party, are trying to come to grips with the fact that, really just how you can get information out there is almost a threshold question, moving forward in terms of trying to, kind of counteract, the instability that we're seeing in the White House.
Now, Congressman Joe Courtney, I guess I got to ask you this because you just raised it. We got the 2018 elections coming up.
Yep.
Questions. So part one of my question is, can the Democrats take back the House of Representatives? And two, you got in two more years, you got a presidential election. And I'm wondering, as many Democrats are, not that I'm not a registered independent, but who you got?
So on the first question, the answer is yes. I mean, the House can be won back. And as you may recall, I'm Landslide Joe, who won by 83 votes. 10 years ago when the House flipped the last time to the Democratic side in 2006. So I know, a year out, this kind of feels familiar, in terms of, an administration that is still stuck in the 30s. And that's certainly where George Bush was in 2005 and 2006. Having said that, we're still an eternity from Election Day and a lot can change. And, I think that, we should definitely not be assuming anything in terms of, who's going to control the House after that election. But I do think that, we're seeing very strong signals in terms of fundraising, candidate recruitment, grassroots response that's out there right now that is still very strong in terms of, being engaged in local elections and state elections, in 2017. So that, those are all sort of strong signals. But as I said, it's still a long ways off. And as far as the second question is concerned, it's a wide open field. Chris Murphy, the junior senator from Connecticut, actually announced yesterday he is stepping back and he is not going to be a candidate, which, obviously, those of us in Connecticut were watching that one very closely because he was really doing, I think, a pretty impressive job of becoming, a national figure, and he still will, I think, in the future. But it's hard to say right now, Alan. And traditionally, I think after the 2018 election, you're going to start seeing, a concrete field starting to really emerge, and we'll know more.
We've been talking to Congressman Joe Courtney, a Democrat from Connecticut's beautiful 2nd District, in office since 2007. Joe, when we come back the next time, I got a lot more for you.
Okay, look forward to it.